This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football on Saturday saw another classic Iron Bowl with Auburn beating Alabama 48-45 in a wild game to get Bama two losses to keep them out of the playoff. Thank God.
When has anyone not named Clemson ever punched Bama in the mouth so much? I mean, I've never seen him get scored on in a regular season game since I've been watching college football.
Yeah, you know, no offense to anybody in Tuscaloosa, because I'm not like, I'm not out to get them. I could care less what they do. I'm not a fan. I'm not an enemy. I'm not a, I have no bones in it. I have to say that I just don't feel, and I know they don't want to hear it, but I don't believe that it's good for college football that one team is in it every single year.
No, I loved watching.
I mean,
it
just
down.
5 years in a row they're in it. It's just it's like they have a reserved parking spot in the college football playoff, and then Nick Saban always gets his way. I'm sick and tired of it. I got to tell you, I think it's good for college football that it's just going to be different teams. Now, Clemson's back.
Well, it's going to be, they're going to be out, but Clemson and Ohio, Ohio State hasn't been in the last few years. Clemson's been in there every year,
LSU
too.
LSU hasn't been in there.
They will be in there. So, but it's like you say, Bama's been in every single year. Guys, just relax. It's not your year.
It's not your year. It's
take,
over.
Take a break.
It's okay? Over. It's
for
over.
For 1 year, you got to sit it out and watch everybody else play.
It's
okay?
Not your year.
That's
and
it.
You're done, and it doesn't matter what you think. You can cry all you want about – I know they were crying about the flag. It was their fault. Was it not their fault?
For that guy to whine after the game.
It was embarrassing.
With all the winning that they have done down there, for him to whine –
he can't even handle losing.
With the punter substitution or whatever –
all he blamed the other team for
I couldn't
that.
Believe it.
And then he took a beating for that, didn't he? On
big
on
time.
Like social media,
as
he took
he
a beating. So we'll see what happens with them. Where do you think they go now? What does that mean for them?
The WhoCares.com bowl. That's where they're going.
So but
they'll play in some. You know they'll play.
They're
in
not
one
even
of
playing in the SEC championship.
No, as they shouldn't. They'll play in one of those New Year's Six bowls.
Even
you know,
if they won that game, they weren't playing in the title game. They're out of the title game no matter what.
No matter what. But they are whoever they play in a bowl game, they're going to trounce.
Maybe. Maybe
they're
going to
play some
you
crappy
gotta, you
bowl
gotta,
game.
But you got to remember something, too. They're not going to care about that game. That's going to be one of those games where if they're laying a lot of points to somebody, a spunky team may be there for the first time, that's going to be a spot where
I don't know.
You're going to want to take that team because they are going to absolutely not care at all about that game.
I feel like they're going to take it out on whoever they play, actually.
That could be one of those situations where all those guys who have a first-round draft grade decide, I'm not going to play the bowl game. I'm going to protect myself for the draft because if it doesn't matter, what's it worth it to them?
Yeah, you might be right about that. That now guys are doing that left and right, right? They're just saying, I'm not playing in a game that's going to hurt my chances to make money. Because we've seen it before, right? We've seen guys not play over their draft stock and their the money they're going to make. That they could it could impact their financial future. So we'll see how that plays out. Who's going to get the fourth spot in the playoff behind LSU, Clemson, and Ohio State? Who has it right now?
Well, we'll know tomorrow night when they do the new rankings tomorrow night. It's very tough because was Utah that impressive against Colorado? I mean, they ended up winning the game. They did what they had to do.
Is that the fourth team what everybody thinks it's
going
to be?
Well, I mean, some think it could be Oklahoma. Some think it could be Utah. So, there's definitely some debate there.
What do you think? Who's better, Oklahoma or Utah, please? If they played, Oklahoma would beat them.
Yeah, I think that ultimately, and I'll tell you this, I don't think it's even going to be a discussion because I think Utah's going to lose to Oregon on Friday night. So,
so you think there is that game at Outson or where is that game?
That's a Pac-12 title
game. It's like
it's
a neutral field.
Yeah, it's a Pac-12 title game. I got to see where it is, but still, I think that Utah loses to Oregon, and it's not going to matter.
Find out where that game is. Where are they playing that game? We'll find out. I know they're playing this week. That should be a pretty good game this Friday night. Is that what it is? The college carousel's underway. Plenty of firings. That guy, Matt Luke, right? He's out. the games in Santa Clara at the Niners Stadium, the Pac-12 Championship. And then Chris, so the guy at Ole Miss is out, right, Luke?
Yes.
And then
like half the team wants to quit over it.
Oh, because he's leaving?
Yes, Ole Miss.
Him, and they're saying if they don't keep some of the assistant coaches, that a lot of these guys are saying they're transferring.
Okay, bye. See ya. You don't matter anyway. Chris Peterson quit at Washington, which I found stunning.
Yeah, that was a big, big surprise to me.
And then Schiano got his money. He got, what, $32 million?
Got his money, got whatever he wanted.
So he's making about, he got, what did he get? He got $32 million. So what is it, $4 million a year? Didn't he get like an eight-year deal?
He got a lot of money. And here's what he'll do.
Did he get 8 years?
He'll make them better, but he'll never get them to the level of those other teams in the Big
Never.
Ten. Never.
But they'll win more than they
they'll
do.
They'll go 6-6 instead of 3-9.
So they'll be competitive. Because now
against,
they aren't.
Against that second and third level of the Big Ten. They're not going to be competitive with the Ohio States and the Michigans and the Penn States. They're not going to be competitive with those teams. That was a real competitive game on Saturday in Ann Arbor, too. That was a real competitive football game.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They just bend over every single year to Ohio State. They own them like nothing I've ever seen. Do you think he survives that?
Yeah, he will.
He just, they're just
Who are they going to hire? Who are they hiring? Honestly.
Chris Peterson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.